Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
School district considering raising school lunch prices. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School District's Nutrition Services Department is exploring the possibility of raising meal prices while also seeking ways to optimize the food bidding process and review menu options. These efforts are driven by the need to counter rising operational expenses. The Gillette News Record reported that although the proposed price hike is relatively modest, adding a mere quarter to the cost of each meal, it is anticipated to generate approximately $132,000. In additional revenue for a department that in the pre-COVID era typically ended the year with a deficit of over $800,000. This price increase will exclusively apply to students who pay the full meal price and will not affect those who qualify for free or reduced price meal programs. During their board meeting on Tuesday, Brian Young, the Director of Nutrition Services, addressed the School Board of Trustees. He discussed the reasons behind the proposed price increase and also elaborated on the measures taken to reduce expenses in various areas. The last instance of meal price adjustments occurred back in 2012-2013 when only lunch prices were raised. At that time, elementary school lunches went up by 25 cents, while secondary school lunches saw a 50-cent increase. Apart from the revenue generated by catering services and the costs associated with student and adult meals, which amounted to approximately $1.78 million in the previous year, the Nutrition Services Department relies predominantly on federal reimbursements, as explained by Young. For the school year 2022-23, the department received roughly $2.44 million in federal reimbursements. Since 2016-2017, Young said food costs alone have increased by about $1 million. Although federal returns have also gone up, they don't make up the $1 million difference. We're still about $400,000 less in reimbursement that we'd be getting compared to what the food cost is, he said. In school year 2021-22, nutrition staff sold over 520,000 full-cost meals to students and adults. Brian Young calculated the potential revenue increase by adjusting the meal prices. A 25-cent increase per meal would yield $132,033, while a 50-cent increase would generate $264,068. Superintendent Alex Ayers informed the trustees that this year's budget contains a $750,000 placeholder for the nutrition account, which can be adjusted as needed at the conclusion of the school year. In a prior decision, the board approved an increase in adult meal prices. Ayers and Young are now seeking feedback from the board before presenting a proposal for potential adjustments to student meal costs. Man finds skull in contents of storage unit he purchased at an auction turns out to be human. On Wednesday afternoon, a 46-year-old man who had purchased the contents of a storage unit through an abandoned property auction made an unusual discovery. While inspecting the unit on Hitt Boulevard, he stumbled upon what appeared to be a genuine human skull, which prompted the 46-year-old to contact the Gillette Police Department. Upon arrival, the officers verified the authenticity of the skull. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said that an investigation is underway to collect further information. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.